Seagrasses are flowering plants that live underwater and are a crucial link in the food chain for marine creatures. Tampa Bay has lost more than 80% of its seagrass beds over the past 100 years because of wastewater, dredging, and residential waterfront development. But in recent years, the water flowing into Tampa Bay has been cleaned up so much, the amount of seagrass has returned to 1950s levels. This Friday, Tampa Bay Estuary Program will host a celebration on Picnic Island. WSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Program Director Holly Greening to talk about the return of seagrass in the bay.
It is a surprise of how quickly the seagrass has come back. The Tampa Bay Estuary Program Board made a long-term goal of restoring seagrass to 1950s levels back in 1990 when we had 20,000 acres less than what we have today.
Was this seagrass planted by hand, or is it naturally recovering because the water is getting cleaner?
It is very much the latter. Of the 20,000 acres, less than 100 have been planted. So the majority of the effort has been the actions that a lot of public and private partners have taken to ensure that our water is clearer now. Seagrasses require light, just like land plants do, and because they are 6 feet or so under the water, many of them, making sure that the water is clear enough to allow enough light that hits the surface of the water to get down to those seagrass blades has been the key component to seeing our seagrass recovery.
What is the importance of having seagrasses growing in the bay for fish and marine wildlife?
Seagrasses are really a cornerstone of a healthy bay here in Florida. They provide food for manatees, for sea turtles, for a lot of different fish and crabs and shrimp. They provide protection from predators. The smaller animals that live in the seagrasses get that protection. The seagrasses also help to buffer wave energy, so it helps to protect shoreline. If you're a fisherman in Tampa Bay, you know how important the seagrasses are to some of our key recreational fishing targets like sea trout and redfish and snook.
Now, this water quality is getting much better. For years, we've been eliminating the point source pollution, the sewage outfalls, that sort of thing. What is the biggest factor right now in the water column getting clearer?
It is many, many actions by over 500 different projects that have been implemented throughout the Tampa Bay watershed. Everything from reductions in air emissions from our power plants to increased stormwater treatment by our local governments around Tampa Bay to things like what citizens are doing in their backyards with trying to reduce the amount of fertilizer and water that they use on their landscapes. The amount of nitrogen coming into the bay has been reduced by more than half since the early 1980s. And with that, the amount of algae that grows in the water column doesn't have the fuel that it did in the early 1980s, and therefore our water quality and clarity is much better than it was in 1980.
Now, Holly, isn't the biggest threat to the bay still the nutrients coming in from runoff, from fertilizer on lawns, that sort of thing? Is that the biggest threat?
That is certainly one of the factors. Stormwater runoff is our biggest source of nitrogen pollution right now to Tampa Bay. However, we're at the point that if we maintain where we are right now and where we have been, actually, in terms of our nutrient pollution, we can maintain the water clarity needed to support the continuation of our seagrass expansion.
Now that we've met this goal that was set decades ago, do you have a goal for increasing the amount of grasses continually over time?
The population in the area around Tampa Bay is expected to double by 2050. So just continuing to implement projects that will compensate for the additional people in the watershed and their lawns and their wastewater treatment is going to be a very large challenge. But we are, with our partners, reevaluating our seagrass goal right now.
So good news for the Bay. Holly Greening with Tampa Bay Estuary Program. Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you.
The event Roots, Shoots, and Shovels, a celebration of Tampa Bay seagrass recovery, will feature remarks by community and government partners in Tampa Bay's recovery, along with a ceremonial seagrass planting. That's happening Friday morning at 10 on Picnic Island in South Tampa.